Friday also, and I brought this in, although so many other issues have dominated it. I don't know if you saw the UN report on the climate report from UN.
Oh yes.
Right.
Oh yes.
blaming people principally the United States of America, industrialized countries. I'm not convinced, given the idiocy of Secretary of State Kerry and the idiocy of other people who fall into this, but I think this is really a way to continue to gain national government or world government, or to penalize the industrial might of the United States of America, you know, what is left of it. And if you look at, for instance, tie that into the small arms treaty that was signed, and again, we have it up on our website, 710knus.com, and pay particular attention to some of the details, some of the stuff that appears. One of them is in page 11 of the, is one of the more damning pages of the treaty. And again, it is a, it's a rough draft. And I ask people all the time, if someone said, okay, here's a work agreement, a contract, would you sign it for, if it was only in rough draft form, if you bought a home, would you sign the rough draft? Would you get a divorce with a rough draft? And the answer is, of course, you would not do that. So the verbiage is things like you may have and you might have, and the number of guns you might be limited to, and storing guns, and you may have to have property inspections done by law enforcement to ensure you're storing your weapons in a government-approved manner. Those kinds of things may or may not be in the treaty. My best guess is they probably will be. Then Friday, although everything, of course, was happening, on Friday, the global warming, the UN global warming a document drops, and they're called the International Panel on Climate Change. And it's claiming 95% sure that it's human beings burning of fossil fuels and that we have a very limited amount of time left. Well, can you imagine what that's going to do in public education to all kinds of other people? And I'm not really sure. I'm not quite convinced that this isn't an attempt, both of these, to bring about closer and closer a government of the world, a world government that,
right,
that people like these UNites would run. I'm just not convinced that that isn't true.
Well, I think